All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another episode of Upstage Live. We are live at the Van Duzer Theater. Ozo Motley plays here tonight. We got an audience. That's right. You know, if you haven't seen this band, I'm sure you've had a fulfilling life, but ask anybody who's been to a lot of shows about this band, and they will change their tone when they start talking about Ozo Motley. It's ridiculous. I've been seeing this band forever. So we're going to ask them some questions. I got some. We got some kids' questions as we do. But without further ado, let's kick it over to Ozo Motley live at the Van Duzer, live on K-Hum Radio. Let's do it.
Clap your hands out
Clap your
there.
Hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Sabor.
Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta. Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta. Te la voy a pegar.
Yeah. Say lollipop, lollipop, 100 flavors you can cop. Palatero, make it drop, get it, don't stop. Tell the DJ, make an instant replay. Strawberry and coconut, and even chocolate. Avocado, tell the people they get up and throw their hands in the air, cause this is a party. Fresh sachetati and we don't care. Take your latte, wine and biscotte. Lead this function quick, it's getting grimy in this party. Come on.
Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta. Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta.
Retumbando en la troca y va a haber acción. Está brincando esa con locatación.
Dale pop, every hood to every block. On that grind, get that guap. Palatero, don't stop. Tell your neighbor, got 100 flavors. Mambo, melo, tamarindo, limón. No more anything, that's on my savers. Party favors, tell the people they're gonna pump it up and make it raver. Press us ain't allowed, so just tell them haters later. Do me a favor, get crazy in this function. And remember, tip your waiter.
Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta. Come tu paleta, come una paleta. Come dos, come tres, come tu paleta.
Pick it up, come on.
Say paleta, 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 paleta. Si te gusta la paleta, levanta las manos, levanta las manos.
Put your arms up.
Si te gusta la paleta, levanta las manos, levanta las manos, levanta las manos.
It's Upstage Live. We're live at the Van Duzer. You're on K-Hum Radio. We're so pumped to have this legendary LA band. They traveled around the world. They played Burma, Myanmar. They played Nepal. They have played in amazing places. And we want to talk a little bit about being an ambassador to the U.S. Tonight's show, by the way, is at 8 o'clock. If you're hearing this on the radio, you should come down because it'll be awesome. It is sponsored by Los Bagels. I don't know if you guys know this, but there is a bagel store, there's a few of them, that is a Jewish-Mexican combo bagel bakery. That is the deal.
Do you know there's a kid's book about that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, what is it called? Jiro? Do you remember?
I don't remember the title. It's
called...
Tortillas or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
Is that what it's called? No, it's a children's book about an interracial child, half Jewish, half Mexican.
Los Bagels? Dennis Rialis.
Is it? I have that book. Well, I bought it for my daughter a long time ago.
He's just learning to read.
So here's the question. Is where on earth have you eaten, like, fusion food that sounds like it does not make sense, but everybody should try it? Like, where are two cultures coming together on a dinner plate where it's just everybody's got to get it?
Los Angeles. That's one place.
Los Angeles. I heard that you guys used to eat takeout food from a minivan by Virgil Middle School. Can anybody confirm this? Yeah?
Pan con pavo. That was, how did you hear about, where do you get this info?
Well researched.
That was, that was a long time ago. Yeah, there used to be this old Toyota minivan where they sold champurrado a todo elote. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's really good. But it was Salvadorian food, but I got fat. I mean, because you could get pan con pavo, it would be like a roll of bread, bolillo, I don't know what it really is. Yeah, it's bolillo, right? And then they put like a leg of turkey in there. And it was a dollar with, and it had veggies. It was like really yummy. You could get pupusas.
So they slide open the door of the minivan.
Oh, they're just sitting there across the street from the school. Because, you know, Virgil Middle School has an adult school at night. So they would serve that community, you know. Yeah, it was really good, though. Dollar for anything on the menu is a dollar.
You knocked that right out of the park, man. It's Ozo Modley, and you played around the world. You played during the Bush administration. You were an ambassador, an American musical ambassador. You're playing around the world. And at the same time, you were really outspoken against the war. And I'm wondering how Ozo Modley balances activism with ambassadorship.
I think that, you know, we have a tendency to kind of look at every situation, and we felt that in these particular places, it wasn't necessarily people who had us. It was more like a cultural thing, and there were people that we felt, once we met them, were doing really good things. We played at a school for the blind that was really amazing, and there was a whole band that came out of blind men, adults, who were amazing, and I think their first song was like a John Bon Jovi song or something. So it was really a trip, but I think we just find ourselves in these unique situations and try to connect with people and create our own stories and hopefully give people like actually different perspectives of what it means to be from America.
You've played with bands that are huge in other parts, Slank, right? You've shared the stage with Slank. Name a band that should be on the American radar.
Ozo Motley.
They said Ozo Modley. You know, we'll leave it there. We got some kids' questions to ask this band. They're on stage tonight at the Van Duzer. It's Upstage Live on K-Hum. Let's do another tune, guys.
Writer. One more time. Ozo Modley. Give it up for Ozo Modley.
Carry on, we'll make it through the night. Weight's gonna
gonna get much lighter. World's gonna look much brighter. Though the heat's gonna carry on, we'll make it through the night, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. The world's gonna get much brighter. Now go sway, 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 sway.
Look up every minute, every hour, day by day. Raise your head and raise your power. Through the cloudy days, times of pain, even showers. Make it through the night, feel the night, feel the fire. Are we headed for oblivion? One in a million. Love is the moment that we're living in. Feel the hope, feel the heart, feel the light.
And make it through the night. Oh, it's gonna get much lighter. World's gonna look much brighter. Know the heat's gonna carry on.
So Motley live on K-Hum. It's Upstage Live. They play tonight in this very building, Van Duzer Theater, here at Humboldt State. It's the first week of class. Everybody's looking around. It's nice to be on campus the first week of class. What is the connection between Ozo Motley and Nobel Peace Prize winner, I'm blanking on her name. One of your guys was accused of swimming to see, was it Aung
San
Suu
Kyi? Oh, you're thinking Aung San Suu Kyi?
Yeah. Yo, what happened there?
Well, because nothing really happened. What it was is that when we were in Myanmar, Burma, whatever you feel like calling it, at the time, we get this phone call in the morning. Now, here's the thing. Over there, we couldn't, from what I understand, things have changed quite a bit there. But at the time, you couldn't have a public concert. A reunion of more of four or five people was considered illegal. So we had to have like a concert at this basketball court right next to the, I think it was like a gymnasium for expats. So that morning we got this phone call and they're like, we need to have a meeting right now. Like it was like maybe like early in the morning. We're like, okay, we're gonna go, we'll go. So we went to this library and we met, and then you see the guy who was meeting us, you could tell he was like counting in his head, like one, two, three, four, just like counting, making a head count. And what it was is the day before, I think he was some sort of missionary, or I'm not really sure what his angle was, but he swam across this lake and tried to break into Aung San Suu Kyi's house, who was at the time under house arrest, and created this huge scandal. So when it went down, the embassy obviously thought it was one of us.
Why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be?
Swimming across a lake.
Yeah, we wanted to jam out with her. But thankfully, it wasn't one of us, and the show went off. It was an amazing show, completely sold out. Obviously, it was for free, but in order to get tickets, you had to, like, I forgot what you had to do. Give them your email or something. I don't know, but it was an amazing show.
I believe that. So here on Upstage Live, we do a thing with... This hat right here is full of questions that were asked by local school kids. Not these kids, by the way. Shout out to the kids. Hey, kids. We got some kids in the audience. By the way, two of these kids introduced President Obama recently. It was pretty sweet. But what we're going to do is I'm just going to kind of reach in here randomly. Just put your hand up if you want to answer a hard question.
Let's go.
Here
Let's
we go.
Do it. All right.
Good luck. Anybody else?
So now are we just going down the line and reading the question and answering it?
This is a very hard This is a very hard question.
Will Dog, why don't you start and we'll go down the stage.
This is probably...
Which question did you wind up
with? What's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen?
My wife.
You better say your wife.
You gotta say.
Let's see. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Does there only have to be one?
Top three.
The sunset in Hawaii.
Good one, sunset in Hawaii.
That's one. Top three. Okay. My daughter before she turned 12. No, just kidding. I hope she's not listening. And of course my wife. Yes, okay. There it is.
Very, very judicious answer. All right.
Have you ever got hurt emotionally? And how? Yeah, of course. I think in life, things don't always work out and you might get hurt about it. I have a quick story. I got hurt physically on tour. I got electrocuted.
What?
And that was, there was a song on one of our records about
Where
that.
Where was it?
It was in Madagascar. That's how the story starts. I was electrocuted in Madagascar. And, I lived through it and everything's cool. But, that was pretty scary. It was emotional because it was really, really hectic. And it was such a strong physical, happening that I think it messed with my vision of life for a moment. So, yeah.
You got electrocuted on stage?
On stage, yeah.
And does this have anything
Just
to
like
do...
Just like in the movies.
Like, and this is why people put green M&Ms in the riders to make sure that stage electricity
sure.
is solid.
You know, it was Madagascar. The electrical systems for the stage were not totally grounded, and there you go.
Wow.
But I live to tell the story, so cool.
Well, we've got two more kids' questions floating out there. Your turn.
Oh, mine is there a book that has influenced you? And, Pictionary. Mad Libs. I've always been a reader because my dad is a reader, so books have always been really important. So it's really hard to think about one book that completely influenced me without trying to sound too corny. But I guess if there is, I'll just pick out two of them. One of them is a... Communist Manifesto. Yes. one of them is Homage to Catalunya, which is a book by George Orwell that kind of talks about the situation in Spain during the Spanish Civil War. And being my dad's from Spain, a lot of that history kind of resonates. And also the Miles Davis autobiography. As a young musician reading that, it almost like, it sounded like when you're reading it, it almost like you're reading it in his voice. Like, and... it's so raw and at the same time so enlightening to the struggles of what it means to be a musician.
All right. So far, so good. This has thrown a lot of bands when we ask them. Let's go back here for the last one. I'm going to give you my microphone if it's going to reach.
I got, who is the most inspiring person in your life? And, Ulises. His bunk is right across from mine on the tour bus, and... in the morning, that's just pure inspiration. I'm joking. I'm super real. You are inspiring. But I would have to say the most inspiring person, the first person that comes to my mind is my daughter. As cliche as that might be, she's like, she's pretty amazing to witness every day and watch the growth. She's about to be six, and it's just like, it's inspiring to see a little being grow and change and learn, and I'm inspired every day.
Or maybe somebody knows Omotley. That's awesome. You guys did it. You got through the kids' questions. Before we send everybody out with one song, you have a new record out. It's awesome. Everybody go buy it. OzoMotley.com. They're on Facebook. You guys have played Humboldt a bunch of times. Is there anything that stands out about Humboldt crowds?
Besides the obvious,
it's always, people love music here. So wherever we play, whether it's a small club, it's on school, anything, there's always people who just want to come and enjoy music. And as a musician, that's what you always want, people who just want to come and have a great time. And we're always happy when we come here.
Well, Ozo Motley. Give it up for Ozo Motley. We got time for one more. It's Upstage Live, live on K-Hum. They're here tonight, 8 p.m. You can get tickets at khum.com.
Now, wherever you are, we expect you to dance. You can even dance right here in front if you want. Sueño tú estás, una visión que nunca parará. Eres diosa de la mar, tu corazón te doy para sacrificar.
Ozo Motley, and that the video comes out on the 31st for that, right? Tus Ojos?
Yeah.
Yes, all right, video's out midnight on the 31st, so go check it out. We want to see everybody come down here tonight. Thanks to the audience, give yourselves a hand. Got K-Hum listeners. Crystal Dog's going to high-five them. We want to thank the Van Duser team, the Center Arts team, Michael Moore, Roy, Pete, everybody, and one more time here on Upstage Live on K-Hum. Ozo Motley. Thank you guys so much. Let's kick it back to Larry in the studio.